You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have been waiting for a cure for arthritis, just some sort of a treatment, because many of us have already been dealing with it for years. Some of us haven't dealt with it, but we see what our families have dealt with, and we're just so fearful of the arthritis kicking in. And scientists think they found something, right? But I think the cure is worse than the disease. Apparently, they think broccoli, oh, Lord have mercy, is going to be the key to our fighting arthritis. Broccoli, really? All this hope, all this praying, and that's all you could come up with is broccoli? We really got to eat broccoli. I'll take the arthritis. Thank you. So we'll talk about that. Then remember how many of us had to learn the periodic table? I guess there's going to be a new element to the periodic table. We don't know what that is yet. But many of us are going to have to relearn that whole entire periodic table. Actually, I think we should. You know, I give you guys pop quizzes. Why not? You know, many of our kids are in, you know, school. I mean, one of my kids is eventually going to be in high school chemistry. Why don't we relearn the periodic table? That's probably a really good study. What should we learn to prevent Alzheimer's or dementia? You know how we always tell people, okay, well, do some crossword puzzles or take some classes or keep your mind busy. Why don't you give anybody who is in fear of starting to lose their memory or lose their cognitive function the task of memorizing the periodic table, right? You have helium, hydrogen, you got your oxygen, you got your carbon. Remember we had to memorize what number each one was. I had the whole sucker memorized. I was just one of those honor students. It was fun, right? You know, but you know, maybe every few weeks give somebody a task. Memorize the periodic table, the Krebs cycle. For those of you that were in medical school, the Krebs cycle, that really sucked. Memorize that sucker. You know, and I don't think you'll ever get dementia. You know, it just, because your stress hormones kick in. Then, apparently there's a sperm bank for rare animals that they want to use to replenish populations in other planets. Japanese scientists have successfully preserved sperm taken from two endangered primates and a type of giraffe. And hopefully, if we later inhabit Mars or Venus, or that's another thing. Now they have all these new planets, so we don't even know what the planets are. It used to be easy. My very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas, right? We used to Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. That was easy. Now they have all these different planets with all these weird numbers to them, so we don't even know what planets exist out there anymore. But we have a sperm of endangered species. I don't particularly know how you get an endangered primate to donate his sperm to you. Not really sure how that works. Not sure if PETA has a problem with the process in which that's done, but we have it. Kind of like a variation of Noah's Ark, huh? Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones has confirmed separation after 13 years of marriage. What went wrong? I think, if you ask me what I think went wrong in their marriage, is all this talk about HPV being in his mouth, right? Many people think the reason why Michael Douglas had throat cancer is because he had HPV in the back of his throat. And many people blame that on Sharon Stone. I don't think they ever had a relationship just because they were in a movie together. So Catherine Zeta-Jones might have been like, what? This is ridiculous. So you don't know. All right, but we'll talk about that. And do relationships with such a huge age span, okay, between man and woman, are they doomed from the start? Or can you be dating somebody 25 years your senior and have a long, successful relationship? 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls. your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, we also take your emails at drdali.com. Writer writes, doctor, please answer what women want. I've been married 3 times, have dated multiple women throughout the years, and I'm turning 59 next week. Am I destined to be alone? Need advice. First of all, I am honored that you would look at me as a woman, right? You know, because I, Lord knows, I'm not the most feminine, you know. And I've been married 17 years. I'm very blessed to you know, be that way. But my husband definitely didn't marry a girly girl. No, by no means. So thank you for looking to me as the guru of what women want. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. Number two, yeah, if you've been married 3 times, have dated multiple women, you're still alone, yeah, something may be off. And I don't want you to try too hard. Excuse me. Why do I have this cough? Yeah, I got my flu shot. All right. But you could have a cough without the flu shot. Don't get me started on that. We'll talk about coughs and colds another day. I'd rather talk about this. This is kind of juicy. Okay, what do women want? If you're a guy out there and you've been dating, you've been married, you've been divorced, what really makes a woman tick? Well, you're not going to like the answer. You're not going to like it at all. Okay? Because the answer really lies in the opposite of what you think. Men are not programmed to know what makes a woman tick. You never have been. Men just always get it wrong. And it's not because they're inferior or something's wrong with them. That's the way it was programmed. Men are not supposed to know. And the reason why men are not supposed to know is because it makes the women turn into a role where she then dominates the conversation, dominates the act, dominates what is in the near future of that relationship, and that in turn ends up being exactly what a woman wants. You get me? You see that? If you think you know what a woman wants and then you do it, okay, she may be like, oh, no, it's got to be my way or the highway. So men are programmed to not have a clue about what a woman wants so that the woman takes control, and when the woman takes control, she's getting what she wants. You see? Let's talk about that. And for those of you that have advice for Ryder here, please call in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
On my left side, that must be my left ovary ovulating this month. You know, your ovaries alternate. One month, one ovary ovulates, the other month, the other one. I know some of you think that just the ovaries are popping out eggs left and right all the time like ping pong balls, but they don't kind of alternate. So if I had to guess, I'm ovulating over here on my left. All right, well, you know what? I'm miserable when I ovulate. It doesn't feel good at all. I know it's kind of like God telling me, you know you should be having babies. And I'm like, I don't want to have babies. I don't want to have any more babies. I have two. It's enough. Okay, anyway, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I'm being too honest, aren't I? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dial. So, you know, trying to figure out what women want and how to make a relationship stick and how to make things work. I think people try too hard, and then I also think people don't try enough. But it just blows my mind how people go about it wrong. We are our worst enemy when it comes to relationships. And, you know, I don't mean to give, women a hard time and being difficult to please, etc. You know, I don't mean to just rip on them. I think also a lot of us women do things wrong when it comes to relationships with men. Like, for example, I've told you guys many times, ladies, don't buy your men cologne for a birthday present. Okay, guys don't want cologne. They never have. They want to smell like men. The only reason why they wear cologne is to please you. But they're really looking forward to like a real birthday present. Get them something they really, really like. You know, like a day off without the mother-in-law being over or something like that. I mean, get them something that they could really, really, you know, really, really grasp, hold on to, and remember for years to come. Cherish the memory of that gift. A bottle of cologne, a tie. How many men do you know really like to wear a tie? Yeah, we women think they look sexy in it. Okay, maybe, yeah. But for the most part, men don't like ties. They really don't. So just, you know, I mean, you know, we women do things wrong, too. Okay? All right. But going back to men. Okay? And, like, for example, Ryder here, married three times, has dated multiple women. He's going to be turning 60 soon. I think he's turning 59 next week. He's worried that he's going to be alone. Okay, maybe what's easier to do than to try to grasp what women want is to let's look at the opposite, how to avoid what women don't want. Now, that's kind of easy. Okay, so for example, all right, a lot of women don't like to be told what to do. Now, we may think we want to. I always thought when I was younger that I would have wanted a man, probably because of the type of household I grew up in where the man was always very dominant and, you know, it just had that old, old school type of thinking where the man was the king of his castle or whatever. So I always thought, okay, fine, I'd have a man. He would basically, you know, be the dominant one and whatever. And then all of a sudden, you know, I start to balance my own checkbook. I start to support myself. I start to whatever. So by the time I was dating, I'm like, no, you know what? I got this. You know, I was a lot more independent. And so just because I thought I might want to have that role, right, being dominated by, nah, it didn't work. In a marriage, I wanted to be able to run my own show. And luckily, my husband, even though he is the king of the castle, and I, you know, I make no decisions without him, I always tell him where I'm at. Even if he doesn't want to know where I'm at, I just make sure he always knows so he could trust me, whatever. I took his name, I didn't keep my name, etc. Still, I get to pretty much do whatever the hell I want. If I want to work three jobs, he lets me do it. Okay? I mean, if I want my mother to come over for dinner, he lets me do it. He's not whipped. I think he just understands how to keep everything copacetic. But also I think he realizes I don't want my mother coming over for dinner either. So if my mom is coming over for dinner, okay, we're both suffering. And the fact that we're both suffering is probably enough comfort for him. No, I love my mom, but you know, it's hard when she comes over. Okay, anyway. So what to avoid? Okay, maybe. With a woman. Okay, well, the one thing that will always screw you up with a woman is if you're not honest about something. If she catches you in a lie, even a small lie or a BS of something or an exaggeration or an elaboration that wasn't the truth, you're a dead man. And the reason why is trust is so important. A lot of us women, psychologically, are still nesters. We may not look like nesters. We may not want to be, you know, in the home a lot. We may even not want to be hanging out with our kids. But for the most part, we have this psychological nest that we need to know is going to stay intact. Because we think we've built this nest. Whether it was psychologically, whether it was financially, whether it was whatever. So if we think that one of the little twigs in this nest is going to cause the whole thing to fall apart, or we're just talking one little micro twig, we're going to be very uneasy. So be honest, and be honest about wanting to embellish. Okay, so for example, okay, a wife asks you, did you do the dishes? Okay, don't say yes. If the kid did it. Because once she finds out, now you're a liar. It doesn't matter if it's something as stupid as the dishes. You're a liar. So you don't want to lie about something like that. Now, what you could say is, look, honey, I wanted to impress you. And I want to say, yeah, but I was able to get the kids to do it. And I just don't want to lie to you because you deserve better than that. But you just have to know I wanted to impress you and I wanted to lie. Oh, my God, that is endearing. You see? You say something like that to your woman, that you would have wanted to lie, you would have wanted to go against every moral fiber in your body to please her, she digs that. Okay, you guys kind of getting my gist? You know, I really need to conduct classes on this. Okay, another thing that really kills a woman okay? And we've talked about, we've had talks on the show on what to do to make your woman mad if you want to win a fight. Okay, we've talked about that, how to win a fight, okay? And I know a lot of ladies didn't like that one because I really kind of, you know, divulged a lot of our secrets to you guys, okay? But this is all positive today, okay? I'm not going to teach you how to, you know, win the fight, okay? This is just, you know, okay? All right, to be positive. Women hate it when you do the silent treatment, okay? Because women like to communicate. And I know I'm in fear of stereotyping, okay, but I think I could go out on a limb and say we really like to communicate. We don't want to have to sit here and second guess. Now, true, some of you who have dated women that are just overly open about your feelings, it could get too sickeningly sweet and they get turned off. But that's something different. It's because women may like a little bit of a chase in the relationship. But we're talking you trying to save your marriage and being married, okay? So you sitting there doing the quiet treatment and her not being able to read you, let's go back to the nest. That twig is shaking, right? She has no idea with you in the silent treatment if the twig is going to, you know, stay, if it's going to be that glue to the nest or is the whole thing going to fall apart, all right? So communicate. If you're upset about something, tell her you're upset about something, okay? Women also like to know that in your whole drum of a day, you know, your monotony of your day, that you think about them. Now, you could do that by a variety of ways. You know, you could just say, you know, it's funny. This doesn't even have to be sickeningly sweet. You don't have to go, oh, baby, I think about you all day long. Yeah, that's nice. But, you know, after 17 years of marriage, you know, you're like, really? Really? Okay, anyway, because you know that's not true. Anyway, but you could do something like this. You know, you want to know what really get your women just all excited? Okay, do something like this, okay? Your woman has a conversation with you about 3 weeks ago about something that you thought was complete minutia, okay? Like her talking about how yellow doesn't seem to be her color, and somebody at the store had asked her to buy a yellow blouse. You know, somebody had tried to, you know, sell her a yellow blouse because it went with her color, okay? So she thinks you completely blew off that conversation because it was minutiae, and I would blow it off, too, if I were a guy. I mean, that's some boring stuff. Anyway, here you are 3 weeks later. You guys just have a typical dinner conversation and go, you know, honey, it was funny. I was on the computer doing something, and some flash came up of a woman in a yellow blouse, and it made me think of the conversation you and I had. You are right. Yellow just doesn't seem to be a good color on women. I just thought of that conversation we had a few weeks ago. You see? No one's getting divorced now. You see? That's brilliant. What do you think? That's brilliant. That is brilliant. Okay, she may be like, oh, yeah. But inside, she's going to be beaming that you paid attention to a boring, monotonous, minutia conversation that she had. Okay, you guys. Okay, now, here's another thing. Okay, let's say you're getting sick of hanging out with the wife and you want to hang out with some friends. How do you bring that up? Okay, well, again, okay, we got to kind of make it her idea. So, for example, you could say, you know what, look, honey, you're really social. People love being around you and stuff. You know, I've noticed I just don't have the same skill when it comes to social. I mean, should I be maybe, I don't know, doing poker night with the guys? I mean, should I be, you know, more social like you are? Because I, you know, why don't you do that? Get the guys, come up with an idea. What should I be doing with the guys? Have her come up with the idea. Boom, now you're out with the guys. See? I'm brilliant. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. Let's hit some medical news. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Over the break, Stephen really wants me to talk about how to win a fight with your woman. I need to move on to talk about some medical stuff, but if you guys really, really want, we'll talk about maybe tomorrow or the next day how to win the fight. There are ways to win. I mean, there are some real low blows. There are some things that could really level. I don't like to do that because I don't want nuclear war between couples. But I understand it's really important for both sides to feel like they win. So before you guys start, you know, going through your artillery and dropping bombs, you know, to try to win, I mean, figurative bombs, of course. It looks like I may need to give you guys some advice. So we'll talk about that maybe tomorrow or the next day. Remind me, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But a more exciting topic is broccoli. Broccoli could stop the onset of arthritis. Really? Again, if you thought that was bad, they also say Brussels sprouts and cabbage can also reduce joint damage. Really? You couldn't come up with something like a chocolate bar, a margarita. It has to be broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and cabbage. All right. They say a compound found in abundance of your broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and cabbage. Slow down the destruction of cartilage and joints associated with osteoarthritis. I'd like to find out, I don't know if any of you guys are vegetarians or vegans out there, but do you have less arthritis than the average person? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Do vegetarians or vegans have less arthritis? Because to me, you don't even have to then spend money on a study. That's proof enough to me that vegetables are going to help you with arthritis. Now, arthritis affects, they say, 8.5 million adults. I'm going to say more than that. I think arthritis is so underdiagnosed that we have no idea how many people out there have it. Okay, like I have never gone to a doctor for my arthritis. I don't, because I don't need a medication. I don't need any treatment for it. I complain to you all on the show, but I really don't have a diagnosis in my chart of arthritis. My hips hurt sometimes, my back hurts, etc. I know it's arthritis. Arthritis is a very general term. It's inflammation of the arth, or your joint. Just like tonsillitis, inflammation of the tonsil, vaginitis, infection of the, yeah, you get it. So, arthritis, I think a lot more of us have it than haven't been diagnosed. Now, thousands upon thousands of hip replacements get done each year, knee replacements get done each year, and this is actually going to be on the rise because we have more baby boomers, right, than we have any other generation, and the baby boomers are becoming seniors. And we're living longer. So when we used to die in our 40s or 50s before the arthritis really started to set in, now we're living till our 80s and 90s, the arthritis sets in. So they say scientists from the University of East Anglia found sulforaphane, which is, spell that, a chemical found mainly in broccoli but also in Brussels sprouts and cabbage. In tests involving mice, those fed a diet rich in sulforaphane, probably made a lot of sulfur, suffered significantly less wear to their joints, helping protect against osteoarthritis. Now, you guys know the difference between the arthritis, as we talked about that. Osteoarthritis is kind of like the bony arthritis that you get with age and wear and tear, osteobone. Rheumatoid arthritis, we see elevated levels of rheumatoid factor. It's more of a genetic or an inflammatory type of arthritis. And yes, it could cause osteoarthritis, but it's a separate class. You also have gouty arthritis, arthritis caused by gout, the crystallized uric acid. You also have traumatic arthritis. You play basketball, you sprain your finger, or you twist your knee and it swells. That is traumatic arthritis. So you guys get that? There's tons of different arthritis, but osteoarthritis is the most common. Now they say human cartilage cells that were exposed, this is not a boring study. Human cartilage cells that were exposed to a chemical found in the genes responsible for cartilage damage were switched off. You know why you guys think this is boring? A gene being switched off to us science geeks is some pretty cool stuff, okay? You know, on our bucket list, if we were able to switch off a gene, we would do that. I don't know about you guys, but this is some of my geeky science bucket list. One is, I would love to name an element on the periodic table. Have it called the Dahlia element. Yeah. I'm sure it would probably be in farts. I mean, that's really the only thing I'm really, really pretty versed on. But that's on my bucket list. Another is to be able to turn off a gene. I've been turning men off my whole life. Why couldn't I turn off a gene, right? Okay, and then I would also want to probably find the cure for lack of sex drive in middle-aged women. That would be on my bucket list. And then four, I would probably want to find a cure to aging. Okay, so those are kind of on my bucket list. But turning off a gene, that's some pretty exciting stuff. So if you all can't appreciate it, you're listening to the wrong show. Now, there was a third test. Okay, so basically they tested the mice and they tested the cartilage cells. I know this is really exciting stuff. A team observed the protective effect on cow cartilage tissue that was first given sulforaphane. We're talking cow cartilage. Doesn't get better than this. Now, who's the lead researcher? His name is Ian Clark. Not sure, ladies, if he's single. Professor of musculoskeletal biology. He's got to be sexy. Anybody who knows musculoskeletal biology has got to work out. And he says, Ian, I think is a sexy name, Clark, tough. The results from this study, he says, are very promising. We have shown that this works in three laboratory models. We have tried cartilage cells, tissue, and mice. Okay, if he could figure this out with chocolate, I'd sleep with him. Okay, but right now with the broccoli, no, it doesn't do anything for me. We now want to show this works in humans. It could be very powerful if we could. Here is the problem with broccoli. If broccoli is not covered in butter or cheese, most of us don't want to eat it. Now, I see what some of us do, and I got to give us props for trying. We'll get those crisp raw vegetables that have the ranch veggie dip in there. Now, what I don't understand is why isn't it ranch? It's always some other dip. Get a good dill dip that's low fat, and then soak the sucker of the broccoli head in it. Now, broccoli is one of those cruciferous vegetables, right? Cruciferous, okay? That's a good name for a dog. Cruciferous. And eat your cruciferous vegetables with cruciferous. The big problem we have with that is my kids will take their cruciferous vegetables. They'll dip it in the ranch dressing like a spoon. Suck all the ranch dressing off the top of the broccoli. And then dip it back in the ranch. So I get back, you know, from, I don't know, going to the bathroom or whatever, coming back to see if they've eaten their vegetables, and they're on the same gosh darn broccoli. It's soggy, mind you. So maybe they sucked in some vitamins, but the ranch dressing is all gone. What I think we need to do is just all come up with a pact that we are going to just eat a couple heads of broccoli a meal. Just, I don't know, hold your nose. I'm not going to Brussels sprouts. I am not going to make you guys go there. I can't. That's too cruel. But the broccoli, I think we could do, guys. I think, no, plain. No, none of this butter or cheese. Just hold your nose, close your eyes, and just do it. Because I don't want my tax-paying dollars going to your arthritis later. Now, Alan Silman, who's Arthritis Researchers UK's medical director, says this is an interesting study. See, he finds this interesting. With promising results, as it suggests that a common vegetable, broccoli, might have health benefits for people with osteoarthritis and even possibly protect people from developing the disease in the first place. So if we could protect our cartilage, which you really don't get a lot of, I'm for. Okay, let's try to find something a little bit more fascinating to talk about, because this whole broccoli thing. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We got Marlon calling from Texas. Hey, Marlon, how you doing?
Hey, Doc, you there?
Yeah, I am. What's going on?
Oh, hey, listen, that's music to my ears. I've been diagnosed with osteoarthritis. And I'll tell you what I'm willing to do. I'm willing to eat broccoli or Brussels sprouts every day for a month and call you the first working day in October and let you know what improvements I've noticed.
Let's do that. Yeah, that would be a great experiment. Now, where is your osteoarthritis?
Well, it's in my back and my shoulder.
Okay. And did they diagnose it by X-ray or MRI?
Yeah, X-ray.
Okay. Why not?
I had a bulged disc, and that was really causing me some problems. And they went to X-ray, and then they said, you also have osteoarthritis. And I think, if I remember him right, he said aggressive form of it, meaning that he expected it to spread. So I haven't been doing anything. I called you a couple of weeks ago and told you what I was doing for it. But I'm ready to try this, and let's, hey, it'd be a great experiment.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't think you could overdose on broccoli or Brussels sprouts. What I would probably do is try a few servings a day, see how that goes, and would love to hear back from you. Absolutely. Because it's an easy thing to do, and it's cool. The other thing that I think will also help is if you're eating that much broccoli and Brussels sprouts now and your body isn't used to that, you're going to be pooping real good. And I think people who poop and are less constipated and bloated have less back pain.
Okay, well, I'm a vegetarian anyway, so for me, that's
no big
deal.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, so that's no big deal. I'd sprinkle a little Parmesan cheese on it and some Tabasco sauce, and I'd be happy.
That's a good point.
Believe me.
We may have to have you call in and kind of tell us how to try to eat vegetarian and you know, kind of trick us into not thinking it's vegetarian type of thing, you know?
Yeah, no problem. The first working day in October, I'll call you and let you know how my symptoms have decreased, if they have, and just give you an update on it and see what does.
Sounds like a plan, Marlon. Thanks for calling. Okay, we'll talk to you next month. All right, have a good one. Good luck with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, he brought up something that many of you have asked me about. What is aggressive arthritis? You know, sometimes you will get a diagnosis of arthritis that almost sounds like a cancer. And you're being told that your arthritis is so progressive and so debilitating that it, like he had explained it, it's going to spread to other joints. Now, arthritis is not supposed to act like a cancer, not that we understand it to be. Osteoarthritis, true osteoarthritis, is your wear and tear on your joints. The reason why it could exponentially worsen is because as you hurt in one joint, you start to compensate by the other, okay? Or if you have a problem with your knee, you're most likely going to have a problem with your hip. If you have feet problems, it's going to go uphill. Poop rolls uphill, so to speak, when it comes to the body. So downhill as well. So, you know, once you have an issue with one joint, yes, you can later have this free fall with other joints as well. All right, but it's not like a cancer mechanism. It's just the nature of the disease. Now, many of us are a little bit confused about why we're being told to exercise when our exercise when we were younger is probably what did it. Like, for example, my running and my skiing and all the stuff I used to do, I think just wrecked my hips, wrecked my knees, and already started to mess with my back. I already have fusions. I already have not surgical fusions, but my thoracic spine is already fusing together. The arthritis in my back, now why would that happen? Well, it's because I was running every day and I pounded the asphalt running and I just don't think the joints handle that well. However, when you don't exercise and you gain weight, that's worse for your joints than you maintaining exercise. Now, you may have to lighten up on the exercise. You may have difficulty still running or still bench pressing, etc. But exercise lubricates the joints. You know, I have hip pain most of the day. When I exercise, the pain is gone. So there's something about the synovial fluid and the movement that really helps. Now, true, I'm in my 40s. Okay, this could be a much different conversation in my 60s. Well, one is I may be kicked off air by then, but still. So, it's very easy for me to tell you all right, just go out and exercise if you have arthritis, because maybe my joints aren't as bad as yours and you guys are in some pretty debilitating pain. I mean, for those of you that need hip replacements, when it seems to be bone on bone, that's very difficult to exercise because you feel like you have a knife stabbing you in the joint. So I get that. I've got to be realistic here. I get that. But we will tell you to keep up the exercise and keep moving, because when you don't move, you get stiff. Some of you have asked me about frozen shoulder throughout the years. And frozen shoulder, you start to get some adhesions, you start to get some inflammation, the shoulder hurts so you don't want to move it, and then you adhese more and you scar more to the point that you have to sometimes have manipulation under anesthesia, where while you're knocked out, the doctor then can manipulate or move the shoulder to break up the adhesions. So, you know, using exercise and using range of motion, a physical therapy, chiropractic, my favorite, is extremely important to help keeping those joints movable. But it doesn't necessarily prevent you from needing a hip replacement later. It's just, it's definitely better than sitting on the couch and not moving. All right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Jim calling from Illinois. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Hey, Doc, how you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Well, I got a couple questions about disc replacement. I had seen some stuff on the Internet, and I have a heard through the grapevine that there's some foreign countries that have okayed the disc replacement surgery. Is not available here in the U.S., I understand. Do you know anything about it, and is that good, bad, anything?
I always get confused when something is doing well overseas and we don't introduce it here in the States. Now, I thought about 9-10 years ago, the FDA did approve here in the States like a lumbar disc replacement. You know, I thought that years ago we did start to do it, but it's funny that you brought that up because most of my patients still don't get that done. They'll get either the microdiscectomies or they'll get the fusion. And I'm wondering if maybe the reason why it didn't hold or take is because we didn't have as much success with it. I apologize that I don't know as much as I want to on that because I remember we were approved for it in the States. I just don't see it done as to the degree that it should be. Like, I think the Cleveland Clinic was talking about artificial disc replacements, and I apologize there. From what I understand, the FDA did approve it. I just don't know why they don't do it as much here in the States.
I've been through the discectomy, the micro, and actually twice. And the next step then would be the, you know, where they put the cage in, and I don't want anything to do with that.
Ooh, yeah.
It's not going to be, you know, I still drive, so, you know, to have that back there also just seems to me the long way to go.
Exactly. Why don't you call, like, I think Cleveland Clinic does artificial discs here in the States. You know what? Email me at drdahlia.com so I could look up where the surgery is done in the States. Because if you can, you know, research where to go here, then you don't have to go out. You know, we don't want you outsourcing if you don't need to.
Well, I'll tell you, the way things are going with our health care, I'm thinking that's going to be the only option left to go with.
Lord have mercy. You said it, Jim. You said it. Well, look, God bless you for trucking out there. And email me so I have your email and I can send you information back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All renovation teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order renovation teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.